Welcome to the London Property Podcast, your go-to source for navigating the complex and ever-changing London real estate market. Our digital marketplace provides informative and educational content from industry leaders through podcasts and videos. We cover various aspects of the real estate experience, including buying and selling, finance, law, tax, construction, design, and more. Join us as we delve into the latest trends and developments in the market and gain valuable insights from our panel of experts.
Hello and welcome to London Property, the home of Super Prime. I'm your host, Farnaz Fazaipour, and we're welcoming Tom Tangi back to the show. Always have wise words to say. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just dive straight into it. Let's not dive straight into it. Can you just tell our listeners who don't know you as well as we do a little bit about your history in the market?
Okay. I got into the world of property in the mid-80s, 1985, firstly working in agency up in the Bayswater area north of Hyde Park. Then left that firm to go and join a property development company. A lot of fun. We did a lot of work down in the borough market area of London in South East One and in London Bridge. Then 1987 came, big problems, the market imploded, got back into agency, and then was with John D. Wood for many, many years, both sides of the river, Battersea and Chelsea, then joined Knight Frank in 2000, and I was with them for the best part of 20 years, and then in lockdown one, that's when I decided to break out. And I hooked up with Simon Rose of Rose & Partners, and there I am today. So dealing predominantly in the Kensington and Chelsea area. And it's not price specific, it's target driven by the properties that we get to see and the people that we get to work with. And at the moment, I'm working with someone who I sold a house to some years ago, 20 years ago, and we're now looking for a flat for their children. So almost doing full circle, sold them a big house, now looking for a one-bedroom flat for their son. So. And that's rather the joy of working in independence. You can do whatever you want, wherever you want. And it's fun, again.
Right.
Big corporate world, not so much fun.
And you're a trendsetter, having been in Borough Market back in the 80s,
yes,
ahead of the game. That must have been really interesting.
It was interesting times, actually. And we were looking at mostly commercial stuff in those days, offices and converting warehouses and whatever. We did a big new build development. But as I say, 1987, the crash came, and so we had a lot of fun. No one got hurt. We made the money, lost money, and once we lost money, we had to go back and get a real job again. It was fun.
That's what it's fun.
That's what it's all about.
It certainly is. Yeah. And let's talk about the fun we're not really having in 2023. So
yes.
How are you finding the market at the moment?
At the moment, the market is tough. There's no denying it. And there are some people who say they're incredibly busy. Well, they may be running around showing a lot of property. I don't think there are as many deals being agreed as there were this time last year. Certainly the numbers that we see on the available portals do make it make for sorry reading in some cases. But clients at the moment are just looking for sound advice, as are vendors and buyers alike. They just want to know where is the market. They don't want to be told lots of fluff. Oh, it's great, it's wonderful. They just really want to hear it for what it is and how it is. And I think if you're having a tough time selling a property, you've got to keep in contact with your client all the time, saying, yeah, I know perhaps it's been another bad week, we haven't had anybody through the door, or people have cancelled us at the last minute or whatever. It's just being communicative all the time with your clients. That is the golden rule of agency. You just keep your clients happy by talking to them. The crime is not talking to them. And most of them are understanding. They're intelligent people. They read the newspapers. They know what the world is like at the moment. And there are too many outside distractions. We're coming up to the festive season. That's always a distraction. And then next year, be an interesting year. We have an election year next year, whether or not he goes early or late. I have my own views on that. But that's always a distraction. And whenever we have an election coming up, people just sit on their hands and do nothing because it's the easy option to do. Once the election's over, no matter who's in power, people just carry on again. But with interest rates as they are, have they peaked? Have they frozen? Who knows? Inflation, the two are linked. And there will be some people coming in to 2024 with worries and concerns if they're on mortgage rates that are going to go up, you know. So there's going to be maybe a little pain next year. But when the prime central London market, you know, it is still very much envied by others around the world as a place that people like to come and live here because of the way we own property here. It's very straightforward, quite frankly, with freehold properties. The education system is still very, very attractive here. And you can live in London in anonymity if you so wish. You know, so it's still being regarded as a city that people want to come to.
You just said that the way we hold property is really straightforward.
Yeah.
Freehold. But we are having a lot of changes in legislation when it comes to leasehold. So it is actually going to be another selling point, isn't it, for people with leasehold properties to say, look, it's not going to be as complicated as it was. It's not going to be as expensive as it was.
Yes.
And it's not going to cost as much to actually go through the administrative process.
Yeah. So, that's a good thing. Yeah, that's going to help certainly flat owners if they are in a building where they don't necessarily own or already own a share in the freehold of the or of the building. So yes, it will make it easier, less complicated. Again, another attraction. You know, the costs will go down, you know, for lease extensions. You know, so there are some good things coming our way with leasehold properties. And but I wouldn't let that hold people back from buying a property now.
And what are you advising sellers at the moment?
Just listen to the advice that we're giving you. Look at the comparable evidence that we're giving you. If a property is worth X, there's no point in saying, well, look, I want X plus 10%. You know, buyers will get this information. It's all open source information. So if you are a seller, just keep your feet on the ground. Just be sensible on price. Listen to what we're telling you or what other agents are telling you. Get a consensus of opinion. And any agent who knows their salt in this business will know that, you know, the evidence is all there for everybody. So, you know, don't be swayed by people or agents who will give you big inflated prices, because they will buy your business. And by that, I mean that they will sign you up and then over time gently bring your price down. And that's, I don't think that's right. I think there's a moral argument in my head about that, which says it isn't right, because you build up their expectations too high and need to chip away at it later. So I think it's important, really, if your agenda is, yes, I'm selling, then just be sensible about it. You may be lucky, you might get a bit of competitive interest if you've got the right property and everything's, all the stars are aligned, then, you know, happy days. But just be sensible on price and also be prepared that it might take a bit longer.
And are you seeing any trends at all in this kind of weird non-market that we're having at the moment?
Not really. I think no trends really. And there are still, perhaps one, and that is our vendors are becoming a little bit more realistic about price now. You know, it is in the press. They are just being a bit more sensible about it, especially if they have a real agenda that is saying, yeah, we're upsizing, we're downsizing, we're relocating, we're married, divorce. And it's all the old reasons why people are buying and selling properties now. So it's just a question of, if there is one trend, really, it is, let's just get real about it. And let's just do it if it's the right time for us.
And I mean, as always, cash is king. But are you finding any signs of people actually sort of, personally, I've come across people who are coming from abroad with cash, just waiting for the right opportunity. I think that opportunity is now. I don't think we're going any lower.
I don't think so. And there'll always be an exception to the story anyway. There'll always be someone who has to sell tomorrow for whatever reason. And there'll be someone else who does incredibly well because they've got the right property. So it has to be case specific about why a property will achieve a certain price. Cash is king. Yes, vendors like dealing with people who are cash rich. But equally, cash rich people will take loans out because it can be certain tax advantages for them to do that, especially with inheritance tax and estate planning, if you like. And for a lot of cash-rich people, they can still get quite good deals on their cash, because if they're earning good interest elsewhere, there may be reasons why they don't want to bring money into the UK because of exchange rates or whatever. So you will find that there'll be some people who are technically cash-rich but will borrow money for specific reasons.
And are you seeing an exodus of buy-to-let investors getting out of the market?
No. I think they've weathered the storm. They've gotten used to the new tax regimes, which aren't particularly friendly. They may have to make some changes, the government may have to make some changes, but don't hold your breath for that one. I think most of them have just gotten used to the fact that taxation has gone up. If the property is washing its face, then just leave it alone. Let it, because it will ride out in time. And if they're in for a 10-year program on buy-to-lets, it'll come good eventually, just not immediately. Just take a bit longer.
It is sort of lazy investing, isn't it? You don't have to think about, oh my God, are my stocks up or down?
Yeah.
You just buy a property, leave it, forget about it. Yes, tighten your belt when things get tough.
Well, exactly.
And come out the other side.
Well, exactly. And the difference, I think, between property and stocks and shares is that if your portfolio in stocks and shares drops by 20%, you've lost 20%. You can't lose a bedroom if the value of the property goes down. It's just you've still got the same amount of bricks. So you've still got the same amount of accommodation. So actually, it's just it's a different type of loss, but you've still got somewhere to live in it and same amount of accommodation. So technically, it's not a loss.
And everybody will always need it. There isn't any kind of technological advancement I can think of where people will end up not needing a home.
No, exactly.
So I think we're future-proof.
We need to have a roof over our heads, exactly.
Yeah. So if you did have a crystal ball, what would you say for 2024?
A bit like 2023, the year that's just passed. There will be the distraction of a general election at some point. I'm going to stick my neck out. I wouldn't be surprised if he does go early for a spring election. He might just get a bounce on one or two things. Labour Party might find they have difficulties going on with certain things going forward. So I wouldn't be entirely surprised if he goes early. And if he does, then that'll be good for the economy as a whole. But equally, he could just go the full term. It's like turkeys voting for Christmas in a way, but... So I think it's going to be a quiet year. I don't think values are going to do anything significant. I don't see any world events changing our lives hugely. Other world events that have happened in the past haven't changed our lives in London. So if there is a blow up of events somewhere, could be good news for us. But more of the same really for 24 as we've had in 23.
Well, maybe a few more nervous people in the Middle East, I would say.
That might bring some more overseas interest into London if they want to have a safe haven here. Yeah, possibly. Mm. But there are other cities in the world that they like going to as well. So we have to be aware that there could be competition from the likes of Paris or Madrid, New York, Los Angeles. So we have to be mindful of that. But London still holds a special place for most people's heart.
Well, I think that a lot of the European countries are looking at how successful the non-dom status was here.
Yes.
And coming up with their own versions.
Yeah.
So you've got the freedom tax in Italy, you've got the golden visa in Spain now.
Yes.
And you had the golden visa in Greece and so on. So, it
could be a bit of competition.
There is a bit of competition out there, but they don't speak English.
No. Well, not as well.
Anyway. Not as well.
No.
Thank you, as always, joining us. And we look forward to speaking to you again. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in to our latest episode of the London Property Podcast. Head over to our website, where you can browse our exclusive network of top experts driving the market. As a member, you'll have direct access to our experts and their networks. Our award-winning content will help you choose the right professionals for your needs and make informed decisions about your investments. Personal recommendations are a powerful tool in connecting with trusted professionals. Let us introduce you to the right people to help you achieve your real estate goals. Contact us now to learn more about becoming a member and gaining access to these valuable resources, or joining our directory of experts.